What a great time of year to talk about things growing as we transition from spring to summer. First day of summer is Wednesday. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like what we have witnessed in the last few weeks. These trees that looked dead and dormant have woken up and have now filled their branches with green leaves, and we see new plants springing up all over. And so Jesus brings our attention to the gardener or the farmer who scatters their seed on the ground, which is nothing special about this particular farmer. All farmers do that, they sow seed. But this farmer is special because this farmer has made a connection to their faith in God and their calling, their vocation to be a farmer, a sower of seeds. This farmer goes to sleep at night and wakes up each day in the wonder of it all, not knowing how it happens. Even with botany, the science of growing plants, there's still wonder about agriculture and about things that grow. How does a small seed have the intelligence to grow, to know, to break through the soil, to get the nutrients from the soil and spread its branches and its leaves? It does seem like a wonder and a marvel to watch. The farmer does not know how. Even after generations, perhaps, of farming, of doing it year after year, season after season, and day after day, this farmer has not lost their sense of wonder. Even though the farmer has seen it every spring. And Jesus says, that is what it's like. That's what the kingdom is like. That's what it's like to be aware of the reign of God's love and presence in our lives. Generation after generation, year after year, season after season, day after day, God makes us grow in Him. How He does it is a wonder and a marvel and a gift. Jesus also says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which to the minds of his hearers was the smallest seed that they were aware of. And yet it grew up to be one of the largest plants and shrubs that they were also aware of. When it was planted and was growing, it was large enough for birds to make their nests there. This small little seed became a refuge from predators. It became a place to raise their young family in the branches of the tree. Our expectation would be that a small seed would yield a small plant. That seems like the rational outcome of a small seed. But it does not, as Jesus points out. It defies our expectations. That is what the kingdom is like, Jesus says. God's kingdom surpasses our limited imaginations. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor the heart even imagined what God has in store for us in the kingdom. So God extends his reign to the world and to us, and we get to participate in this kingdom growth. It's a privilege and a joy and a wonder. Each season and day, God's kingdom is growing and bearing fruit. Wise and faithful believers lay down at night and wake up in the morning, giving thanks for a new day, a day to grow into the person of God that He wants us each to be. Our worship and our prayers are sowing that seed as God brings us the gift of His word, just as we heard it this morning and as we hear it in our prayers and devotions daily. It wakes us up to his kingdom's presence. And we begin the day with a joyful spring in our step and into the marvel of God's creation. Think about the dozens of psalms, hymns and songs we've already sung today that celebrate the mystery and wonder of God's activity in our lives and in our hearts. They invite us into the wonder of his creation to fuel our worship and praise and gratitude for all of his gifts. One of my favorites is Psalm 72. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. In the book of Job, the prophet charges another prophet, stop and consider the wondrous works of God. So Jesus wants us to stop and to look at the plants growing around us and to be reminded of his kingdom's work, to look at those little seeds we sow into the soil and think about the wonder and the marvel of those things growing just as we grow in him. Maybe that's why so many of us sometimes grow complacent and bored in our faith. We lose the wonder. We lose the marveling over creation and what God is doing in our lives. We need to stop and consider the wondrous works of God, the artistry of creation, and the one who made heaven and earth, and who each day is making all things new in his creation. The lack of wonder means that we are missing what is right before us. And so we pray, Lord, open our eyes to see and open our ears to hear your presence all around. It's foolishness to think that we can explain and understand everything, even in the natural world, and dismiss wonder and marveling at God's handiwork. If we think we know it all, we risk swelling up with pride and arrogance if we think we have an answer for everything. Remember the farmer, he knows not how. That's where the delight and the wonder is. It may seem counterintuitive, but saying, I don't know, actually may give us more credibility. I don't know about you, but I have more faith in a medical professional who admits the limitation of their knowledge and of their craft, who admits that science still has not turned every stone and revealed every healing balm that's in the world. A good physician will say, I don't yet know, but we will do our best. That gives me confidence in someone who knows the limitation of their craft. And so we as the people of God, in our calling, our vocation as believers and to be light in the world, should be like that farmer who prayerfully lays himself down to sleep and prayerfully rises in the morning with a sense of wonder of God's activity in the world. Wonder of God's creation and wonder of what God is doing through each of us. Remember Mary, the mother of Jesus, of our Lord, who was visited by the angel Gabriel and given this word of promise directly from God. Even she asks, how can these things be? She was in wonder and delight. And for the remainder of her life, she pondered and she treasured in her heart all of these things that God gave to her through her son, Jesus. I'm also reminded, as we go from spring to summer, of just a few years ago, how the pandemic taught us maybe a good lesson to stop and to smell the roses, to pause and to celebrate just the simple things of life. I remember at that time we had these peonies growing in our neighborhood. It's a wonderful plant if you don't know what a peony is. In the spring, it just is a long stem coming out of the ground, and at the top is this marble-shaped top to it. And at the time, it was just a marble, a green one with a little bit of red on top. And you can see the ants crawling around, and the ants eat the nectar that's on the flower already before it blooms. The ants have a symbiotic relationship with the peony. The ants actually protect the peony from other predators that might eat the stem and eat the leaves. The next day, I came by that plant, and that little marble just exploded into this beautiful red flower. So big, I couldn't believe it. And I was in wonder of it. And just as I was in wonder of it, a woman passed by walking her dog, and she shared my wonder. And she said, "I take pictures of this garden every day." She said that peonies bloom when they decide to. And when they decide to, they do it overnight. "I take pictures of this every day, and I send those pictures to my daughter, who has stage 4 cancer. And these pictures enliven her and give her hope each day. These flowers brighten each day of her life." That's what peonies have the power to do because of what God does and the wonder of creation. How much more so does God do it in the kingdom, in our lives and in our hearts? That is what the kingdom is like, Jesus says. That's how God extends to us his reign. He fills us with wonder, and he always surpasses our limited imaginations. He gives us hope in the one who died and rose again, the one who sings, "I make all things new." On what has now been sown, your blessing, Lord, bestow. The power is yours alone to make it sprout and grow. O Lord, in grace the harvest raise, and yours alone shall be the praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.